This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Also, happy Easter to all of you this morning. And we wish you a very, very pleasant day. Hope you're able to spend time with your family and friends to celebrate this particular holiday. We're here for you, and if you need some help with your garden, give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261, and we'll try and help you out to the best of my knowledge, and we'll try and hope, like you, that the weather will get stable and we can get out in the yard and get some work done. I know along the coast and the middle part of the country, still the weather is still up and down. We have friends that live in Virginia, friends and family, and they had a foot of snow this past week. It just doesn't make sense. But where Nathan is, he got some snow a day or two ago. Weather's cold, and here in Maine, it's cold. But things will get better. You got to think positive. Normally, during the Easter season, we have some flowering trees and shrubs that are in bloom. Normally, your magnolias are beginning to show quite a bit of color and a few other things. But the weather has just been a little bit cool, so we have to follow the weather. When you're gardening, we use a gardening book as a guide, and then we have to adjust that guide to what's actually happening outside. And I know a lot of you still have some snow, and quite a few of you, the snow's gone, or it's still visible where they've plowed on the side of the road or the end of your driveway, and hopefully you're seeing some green in your lawn and looking forward to a nice green and warm spring. It's coming. We just have to have some patience. It's just a cycle we're going through, and it will adjust itself. So you've got to think positive. So what we'll do this morning is we're going to talk about some of the spring flowering shrubs and how to take care of them. And when you have a question, you call us. We're here for you. Make yourself a cup of coffee, get the Sunday paper, open it up, and read about what's happening around the world. And if you're getting ready to go to church and you have a minute or two, give us a call, and we'll try and help you. And that number here is 855-660-4261. As I mentioned, the magnolia is a tree, one of the first trees to show you any really fantastic color. And there are two different varieties of magnolia for the northern half of the country. And one is called a star. The other one is called a saucer. And as you move south of Maryland, then you're coming across the southern magnolia, which is an evergreen variety. And that will be coming into bloom shortly. Talking to my son Matthew yesterday, and he said that in Florida, some of the magnolias are showing some color. And as you travel up the coast, I talked to Ken Kukarowski in North Carolina, and he's having dogwoods that are beginning to show a little bit of color there, along with some other native trees. So things are beginning to change. We're running a little bit late, but that's okay. We get to enjoy it. Let's just hope it doesn't get real hot all of a sudden, and then everything comes into bloom at the same time. There is a nice order so that we have color coming continuously. As one plant finishes blooming, another one is coming into bloom. And that's what makes spring so pretty, is that it's ever-changing and really, really spectacular. After a winter like we've had with snow, sleet, freezing rain, and weather that's one day is 50 and the next day it's 20 below. So we're looking forward to it. But magnolias are beautiful trees, and they come in different colors. Now, the two varieties that are winter hardy in the northern part are the star and the saucer. And the saucer is the big leaf, the big petaled flower. And when the flower opens, it's the size of the palm of your hand. It's massive. It's beautiful. And they basically will come in pure white. They'll have some with a little bit of pink, some with some purple. Now, the color is on the outside, just like a tulip. The inside is white, but you can have some pink or purple on the outside. And due to a lot of working to hybridize plants, in the Northeast, in even in Maine, southern New Hampshire, southern Vermont, and Rhode Island, Connecticut, and so forth, down to the Jersey Shore, we now have a yellow, a beautiful yellow flowering variety. The star is similar, but the petals are a lot smaller. There are more of them. And the thing that you like about the star is it's going to grow a lot bigger. And I mean a lot bigger. It will bloom longer because the flower petals themselves allow the wind to go through them. The saucer is beautiful, but if you get a lot of windy weather and some rain thrown in, they tend to shed or break apart because they are so large. So if you like the magnolia family, you're in a really windy area, try the smaller version. It's going to be a lot better. You'll enjoy them for a longer period. The only problem is they only come in white. So star is white only. The saucer will be pure white, white and pink, white and purple. On the outside is the color, and also yellow. If you've never seen the yellow, go to your local nursery. And if you're in the area where it will survive, it will do good. But I would think most of you would be able to. I live in southern Maine, and I can grow it there. So take a look at it. We have a caller. Nathan tells me. Nathan? Okay. Well, if you need some help, give us a call. The number here is 855 660-4261. Talk with Nathan. He'll get you set up, and we can help you out this morning. Maybe you're heading out for an early Easter service. If you've got some time, give us a call. And if you're going to a later in the morning service, we're here for you. And meantime, we'll keep telling you about the beautiful colors, the flowers that are beginning to approach. They're getting there. Now, if you like a nice, early, flowering rhododendron, there is one. And it's called Rhododendron mocronulatum. This is a rhododendron that will grow about 6 feet tall, maybe 4 feet wide, maybe a little bit wider depending on the location and the weather where you live. And it's a rhododendron that has no foliage during the winter. And that's unusual for the rhododendron family because they normally retain their leaves during the winter months. But this particular variety, Mocronulatum, has a blossom that's about 2 inches in diameter. They come in clusters so that you'll have a ball on the end of the stem, and it's a pinky lavender color. And again, it's one of the very first plants to bloom in the springtime. And it's gorgeous. It's a plant that will also tolerate some shade. So if you need some help, we're here for you. Give us a call and we'll work together on this Easter morning. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Easter Sunday morning. We're here for you, and if you have a question, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up first this beautiful morning?
Jolene in Beverly, Massachusetts.
Jolene, good morning, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Good morning, Paul. Same to you. I'm so glad your show is on Easter morning. I'm typically rushing out of the house on Sundays to get to church, but not on Christmas and Easter. It's too busy. What I'd like to ask you about is how do I get some nutrition into my soil? In the past, years ago, I've put winter rye seeds in. And but I can't remember when I did it. I just remember getting bags of winter rye, and I think I put it down in the fall. And
right.
In the spring, sometimes I go to Dane Street Beach and scoop up a bunch of seaweed. And I've heard where some people put it on as soon as they get it home, and I've always dried mine out and used it the next year. Does it matter when I put the seaweed down?
Seaweed is just like peat moss. It helps to retain the moisture, but it's a different animal than peat moss. Peat moss is basically to condition your soil, to break up the clay, to add moisture to a sandy soil, and that's all it does. Seaweed will do everything that peat moss does, but it's filled with all of the benefits, all of the vitamins and the minerals that Mother Nature has given it. And I use seaweed in my garden every year. Some years in the fall we'll get a good nor'easter storm, and I'll go down the beach and I'll fill trash bags so like my car is full, and make two or three trips, and I just spread it right over the garden and let
it
sit there
home. Okay.
Yeah, as soon as I get home, I just lay it, sit on top of the garden. I let the sun bake that product. And all the moisture comes out. It gets brittle. And then when I see that it's brittle, I'll take a grading rake, a steel grading rake with a flat edge on it, and I'll walk in the garden and just bang on it, and it just shatters. And it breaks the pot into little pieces. And then I'll add a little bit of lime, and then I'll till the soil and blend all of that seaweed. That's something that my dad and I did many, many years ago. It was like a tradition in the fall. But you can also do it in the spring. And yeah, if you live near the ocean, or you're not to live right in the city, but if you live close by, go down and get that seaweed.
Oh, I do. I'm like 5 minutes away. I'm so, it's fun to do it in the summer. It's nice. It's just too darn cold right now.
Right.
But yeah, I enjoy doing that. But, for some reason, I always thought I had to like dry it out. I used to put it in the shed, and then the next, season I would put it down. And to do that every year, that's not too much.
Nope. My dad and I would put 3 to 6 inches, depending on how much was on the beach. Mm-hmm. And we, again, some years we would be able to till, some years we couldn't, but we would get it right on top of the garden. We always rake our leaves and pine needles near the garden, and we would pull it on a big tarp, lay it right near the garden, and then take the lawnmower, drive right through the pile of leaves, and the blade spinning would grind it up into small pieces, and we would apply that to the garden. And
okay,
then, so we had seaweed, we had leaves, we had pine needles, we filled it all in, and it works good. Today,
great.
And if you're doing winter rye, it's something that you plant in September, October.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And winter rye is growing organic matter, because every seed will make a mile of roots, and it has a foot of foliage. You plant it in the fall, you wait until the weather gets nice, you take your weed whacker or a mower, you cut it down to the ground, and then you rototill it, and it's like growing your own. But one thing that you can do, too, also, Jolene, get some Biotone fertilizer benefit. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the of venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Good morning and happy Easter to all of you this morning. If we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen in Manchester.
Karen from Manchester, New Hampshire. Good morning and happy Easter.
Same to you, Paul. Excuse me. Glad to get a hold of you this morning. I have a question about one of my houseplants that's new to me, and I'm really having fun with it, but now it's getting too long, and it's kind of funny looking. Not getting a whole lot of growth on the top of it. It's called Ripsalis.
Okay.
And I understand it's in a succulent family.
Right. Right, it's got that unusual foliage.
Is it great.
Kind of a like a zigzag type branching?
Yep, and then it comes down and then it makes a cluster and it falls out again and it's really great. And it's not prickly or anything. It's still soft, which amazes my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting anything much growing like right in the pot of it.
It's more on the outside as it cascades, right?
Correct. And we have another big one at work, and that one seems to be growing better, but it has better light there, of course. But I'm just wondering if I can make it less long and cut it, and can I root any of that and put it at the top of my plant?
You sure can. It's a very unusual succulent. It makes a wonderful hanging plant.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Because the foliage is so unusual, it catches your eye when you
and
see it.
And that flower it makes is really pretty.
Yeah.
It has a red ball at the end of it once or twice a year. It's neat, and it flowers.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that you can do, it roots really, really easy.
Oh, great.
And any of the succulent members of the succulent family will do the same thing. What you need to do is you need to take a cutting. Because, see, that plant, when you feed it, all of the food that you put in there, the first place that the roots will send it will be to the tip of the branch. And once the tip got the food that it needs, then it will start to move backwards and feed the foliage before that. And then if there's enough, it will get right back to the center of your pot. So if it's not fed enough, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and there'll be nothing in the center of the pot. So you can take tip cuttings around six inches and start brand new plants. But if you can get your finger into the soil and you can open it up without damaging the roots, you can take one of these cuttings, stick it right in that hole that you made in the middle of the pot, push the soil around it, give it a good drink, and that cutting will root right there. So you'll have a brand new plant that will tend to fill in the middle of your plant. But if the plant's getting really big, what I would suggest that you do is get a couple more hanging baskets. You don't have to buy a big 10-inch hanging basket. Buy something that's like 8 inches and take multiple cuttings. In an 8-inch hanging basket, I would put 5 cuttings in there, and they'll all root, and they'll make a brand new plant for you, so that if you can't get your finger in to put a new cutting in the mother plant, you'll be able to start new plants and use the mother just to make cuttings to make more and more of these plants for your children, your grandkids, whoever loves it, you know?
Yep, that's great. And what would you feed it with after you get your plant, your pot all sorted out there?
I want to feed
the mother plant too.
Yeah, what I like to use, Espoma, which is a totally organic company, they came out about a year and a half, maybe 2 years now, with the first liquid organic fertilizer with beneficial microbes, and they have a couple. One of them is called Grow, for just general purpose feeding, plus the beneficial microbes. And then they have one called Bloom. They will do the same thing for flowering plants, and it will help them to produce more blossoms. So in your case, I would use the Bloom. If it was something like an English ivy or a pothos that does not flower, then you use Grow. But for flowering plants, you use Bloom. It's all organic, it's all natural, and it's got millions of beneficial microbes included.
And even if I'm just starting them, I can give it a nice shot of Bloom.
Oh, sure.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. If you've got more foliage plants than you do blooming plants, and you don't want to buy two separate fertilizers, then buy Grow, and that way you can feed everybody rather than say, oh, I got to mix this with these plants and then this fertilizer with those plants. Buy Grow; it will help them to get larger and stronger. It will increase the color of the green, and in time the blossoms will come.
Okay, great. My other question is this. With the strange weather and winter and forever winter we've had this year, I'm afraid now, is it going to delay my having my nervous day of cutting my rose bushes back? or should I still plan on doing them, you know, maybe in the next couple of weeks to get, you know.
I would wait a couple of weeks. When I was in college, back in the 60s, We potted all of our roses the middle of March, and we would put them in the back of the nursery where they would have plenty of light. We could irrigate them, and then once the foliage began to appear, then we would bring them out front where we would sell them. And we always did that potting the 15th of March during school break. The weather this year has been so up and down.
Right.
I'd like to see you wait. I normally tell people when the Red Sox play baseball for real, which they are now, is the time to prune back your roses. But I would give it another week or two. Let's see if it will stabilize.
Right.
As I mentioned earlier, Nathan is in Minnesota, and Nathan got 3 or 4 inches of snow this past week. And we have friends and family that live in Virginia and North Carolina, and this past week they had anywhere from 6 to 14 inches of snow.
Okay. All right. All right.
So,
all right. I guess that gives me a couple more weeks then.
Yeah.
Because truly, last year I missed one. I only have a few, but it ran away without me. And I got this very long, strange-looking rose bush. And, of course, beautiful green, hardy-looking plant, but not a flower on it.
Yeah, so pruning.
I don't want that to happen this year.
No, Karen, I don't blame you. I mean, you wait all year to have roses, and you get foliage. It's just not fun anymore.
Yeah, no, it was a little disappointing. And my Scotch broom I have to cut back, too, and that one, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to keep it this year because it's so strange looking, but I'm told I can't cut the whole thing back.
You can't cut the whole thing back, but you can give it a major haircut. My dad loved Scotch broom. And we had two yellow in the back of the house where it got sun all day. My dad bought a beautiful red one, and it was just fantastic looking and very unique because of the coloration of the flower.
Right.
And it got to be about 3 feet tall, and I said, Dad, you've got to prune it back, because if you don't, it's going to get as high as 6 feet.
Yeah, and that's what's happened to mine.
Yeah, and if you get a good snowstorm, it's going to break. And,
mine's in a cinder block right now holding it up.
Yeah, so when it gets done flowering, what I want you to do, Karen, is to look at that plant and tell the plant, I'm doing this for your own good. Cut it back by a third, but don't cut it until it's done blooming. You might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be scared to say, oh, I'm going to cut it back by a third, but it will stimulate new shoots, and that broom-like foliage will begin to form, and you'll be okay. But if you don't prune it back, it's going to break either with the weight of the plant, because Scotch broom, like a lot of plants, have a bad crotch. And instead of being a U-shaped crotch, it's a V.
Yep.
And when you get a V crotch and you get some heavy wind sometimes or snow, and when you get down to the point of the V at the bottom, it will separate and break.
All right, so that's why the cinder block. I'd like to get rid of the cinder block that it's growing in.
Yep. So
it'll take a three-person move, I suspect. But, okay, so after it blooms, a third of it. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Have a great Easter. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. If you need some help, we're here for you. I know it's Easter, and you're going in and out and going to have a great day with the family. But if you have some time, we'd love to talk to you. Nathan, who's up next?
Lee in Massachusetts.
Lee from Massachusetts, good morning and happy Easter to you.
And happy Easter to you and your family, Paul.
Thank you.
Two things, Paul. First thing I want to share with you is that you were absolutely spot on. I never tried starting lettuce in the house. On February 7th, I planted a half a pack of leaf lettuce in the black gold seed starter mix, and it germinated in 4 to 5 days. I took and transplanted the little biodegradable pods in a 12-inch pot, and right now, Easter Sunday, I literally have lettuce hanging over the 12-inch pot that was transplanted in lymphoma starting mix, plant mix. I cannot say enough for the lymphoma. It's right up there with oh, my God, what's the other one? It's very good. The liquid that I use that you put me on for my, well, I just can't think of it right now at the moment. Oh, Neptune's Harvest. Boy, it's yes. Right up there with that. Let me tell. Well, I could literally today, Paul, take my scissors and cut about 4 inches of lettuce off the top of the 12-inch pot and have it for Easter dinner with a couple cherry tomatoes. This is unbelievable. It's been fun. And my two questions. Now, let me get to the question. Is it too early to put some of this lettuce in my raised garden, which I'd love to do before I lose it? It is so high. Some of the tips of the leaves now are starting to turn just a little brown. And my second question is, what kind of fertilizer can I use on my rhubarb right now other than Kelmanor?
Okay, on your lettuce, prune it back, eat it, enjoy it, but you can't put it out for another couple of weeks. It's too cold.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning and happy Easter to all of you joining us this morning. I hope you have a great day with friends and family. And if you need some help, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. We were talking with Lee earlier. The thing that you want to do, and this is for everybody that's growing their own seedlings to put in the garden. You use the gardening book that you have as a guide. And you have to adjust it according to the weather. And this year, the weather is still cold. So that you've got to delay things. If your seedlings are getting to be too big, cool them off. And the best thing to do is you get a day where the temperatures may get up to 50 degrees. Put them in your garage. If you have a tool shed, put them in your tool shed during the day. Bring them in at night. But this is called hardening off. And you're hardening off the cells that make up the plant so that they can grow a thicker wall around each of the cells to make them hardier. And you just, if it's a nice day, you can put them outside on your porch as long as you're out of the wind. But this is something that you need to do before you plant. You can't take a seedling from the house, put it right in the garden. Who knows what's going to happen weather-wise? And if the weather should get cold, then that plant is going to probably chill and may not kill it, but it's going to slow it down. So all of the greenhouses and all the nurseries that are selling seedlings, when the time is ready for them to be sold, they've been hardened off. So your early plants, like the lettuce, and even if you're thinking about tomatoes and peppers, let's start talking May on that. But anything that you want to start and put out in the garden at this time of the year, you need to harden them off. And that means anything that goes in the garden during April. And it's going to take about 10 to 14 days to make this plant really strong stems, strong foliage, and they'll be able to tolerate the cold. So you start it easily. You get a nice day. And if you don't have any place that's sheltered like a garage, put them in a tool shed. Put them out on your porch or patio up against the house where it's out of the wind. And, you know, it may be that it will only go outside for 3 or 4 hours. But it's something that you need to do before you put them out. That way they're stronger and they'll adapt to the weather a lot quicker. Now, the second question that Lee had, and this is for all of you, if you've got rhubarb, raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, establish in your garden, or you're going to be planting some, Espoma has a product called Biotone. And it's all organic, it's all natural. It's a 4-3-3, not a lot of food in there, but it's something to get the plant started. The benefit is it has millions of beneficial microbes that will really get that root established. So if you're putting in a new plant, put some of that in it at the time of planting. If you want to wake them up, and boy, they need to be waked up this year with the cold weather, sprinkle some around them. If you've got a rhubarb plant, I would put maybe 1 or 2 cups sprinkled around the plant about a foot away from the little buds. And I love watching the asparagus come out. It will look like a red mushroom. And then all of a sudden that bud breaks open and the leaves begin to come out. So go a foot away from that red bud that's there, working in the soil with your fingertips easily, and then water it if you can, or if it's going to rain, do it before it rains, and that will activate your blueberries, your raspberries, your strawberries, your grapes, any of the fruits and berries that you have in your garden. And I like to put it on all of the flowering plants, especially if they need some help. Plants that were put in last year, this will give you a bigger root, better foliage, and more color.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.